Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin,
I'm Chickling.
and so far we've learned a lot about the students who are living on Venus, and they almost never get to see the sun. And then when they do get to see the sun, they do something really bad to a student who already knows what the sun is like. And we could say they were probably feeling really jealous. You know, they were annoyed. So, what's a time that you've been jealous?
Well, I have to be honest that I'm not really a person that gets jealous that easily. But, well, I can put it that way. Maybe I am envious about of people.
Okay.
Of people having good connection with other people. Because I think I'm suffering a little bit from social anxiety. I don't really know how to talk to people. So I kind of want to be those people that can do this very well.
Who can talk to people easily, just know always what to say. That makes sense. I guess... You know, there's been some times in my life when I've been jealous. I can think of a time when I was a little girl, and my best friend's family was going to Disneyland. And I was so jealous. And, you know, my mom had said, maybe next year we can go with them. Maybe next year. Maybe next year. And it was always just maybe next year. And so I've still never been to Disneyland. But I can remember that was probably one of the first times I've truly felt jealousy, knowing I wouldn't get to go to Disneyland, but my best friend did.
You can go to Disneyland in Japan.
I can go to Disneyland. And a lot easier now. I am an adult. I can make that decision. But now that I'm an adult, it really doesn't matter that much to me anymore. But jealous feelings, those
are real. I think it's normal,
Yeah. All right, let's get started on today's article to learn more about what happened in that book.
Reading.
All Summer in a Day. All Summer in a Day was written by the celebrated author Ray Bradbury. Born in 1920, Bradbury became a full-time writer at the age of 24, around the time this story was published. Back then, scientists didn't know how hot and dry Venus was. All they could see were the clouds around it, so Bradbury assumed it rained heavily there. One theme of the story is how human nature can make people cruel toward those who are different. Margot isn't like the other children, and her memories of the sun make them jealous. Only when the others have experienced the sun themselves are they aware of how mean they've been. This shows that if we try to understand others, we'll find out they're not so different after all. A related theme is the difficulty of joining a new culture. Margot struggles to fit in with the kids from Venus. In fact, she's only interested in activities that involve the sun. Holding on to her past life makes it harder for her to make new friends. This lack of common ground eventually leads to misfortune.
All right, let's find out the name of the story. It's called All Summer in a Day, and here in the sentence it says, All Summer in a Day was written by the celebrated author Ray Bradbury. Now, of course, Ray Bradbury is a celebrated author. Celebrated is an adjective, and we use it to talk about a person who's famous or who's done something that we should celebrate because it's really good. For example, we could say Ray Bradbury wrote many short stories and books that are still popular today, so we should celebrate him for that. Here's another sentence. Celebrated singer Crowd Lu is going to be singing in Taipei this month.
所以我们看到 celebrated 它就是著名知名的意思。那刚刚 Aaron 老师提到的会更好记哦。你看 celebrate 这个只是庆祝的意思嘛。所以 celebrated 可以像是被庆祝。那代表你做了很多很好的事情是很著名大家想要庆祝。所以 All Summer in a Day 是著名的作家 Ray Bradbury 写的。那我们再看几个句子哦。看下面这一个句子。The restaurant became celebrated for its exotic cuisines.
All right, let's find out what author is too, because we said celebrated author Ray Bradbury. Now, an author is someone who writes something, or we could usually just say writer or author. We could kind of change them up like that. Mm-hmm. So it could be an author of a magazine, an author of a newspaper article, an author of a book, an author of something written online, lots of different things you can write. Here's a sentence. My favorite author is Haruki Murakami. I love reading his books.
So author 就是作者作家的意思。Let's take a look at the sentence here. Mm-hmm. The author is 80, but he is no less productive than he was 30 years ago. 作家80岁，但他生产力还是不输30年前哦。
All right. Well, let's find out more about this author. It says...Born in 1920, Bradbury became a full-time writer at the age of 24, around the time this story was published.
So published means to make available to the public, usually by a book, magazine, newspaper, printing, or other document. 它就是出版发行的意思。所以 Bradbury 这个作家他在1920年出生，24岁就开始当全职作家。那差不多在那个时候，这个故事就出版了。
All right, so...We've got this science fiction book, but back then, people didn't know as much about space and science as we do right now, right? So when he wrote this story, it says, back then, scientists didn't know how hot and dry Venus was. Okay, that's a lot different than what we saw in the story. We just learned about rain.Says all they could see were the clouds around it. So Bradbury assumed it rained heavily there.
Okay, so assume means to accept something to be true without any proof or question. 这边当为假设啦，认为。所以因为科学家还不知道金星状况如何，那时候的 scientists weren't sure about Venus, the conditions on Venus. 所以看到就只有厚厚的云啊，那 Bradbury 还就假定为说。Oh, it rains heavily there.
Right. Right. Okay. So it doesn't actually rain heavily in or on Venus, but it is hot and dry there. That's okay, though. It says here, one theme of the story is how human nature can make people cruel toward those who are different.
So a theme 就是主题的意思 The main subject of a book, film, or a talk 那文章主题的思想就在表示人性的残酷 Humanity 然后人性常常会对自己不同的人有恶意的行为
Right, so if you think This happens with everybody, right? So human nature, you see somebody who's different And you go, oh, that person's so strange Something like that That's a very normal thing But Ray Bradbury wanted to talk about that in his bookAnd, you know, of course, he did make someone in the book different. It says, Margot isn't like the other children, and her memories of the sun make them jealous. All right, so we have been talking very briefly about this adjective jealous, or the noun form jealousy. We just add a Y there at the end. Now, when you feel jealous, you feel unhappy because someone has something that you want and you don't have.Now here, the students feel jealous because Margot has felt the sun, but they haven't. They're unhappy because she's had something they haven't. And they only understand what she was feeling after they feel the sun for the first time. Here's an example sentence. Owen is feeling jealous because his friend got a new game for Christmas and he didn't.
So jealous 就是嫉妒的、吃醋的意思。It's an adjective. And jealousy is its noun form.就加上那个 Y 刚刚老师有提到。那我们再造两个句子。Jake gets jealous when Shauna talks to other guys. When you first get together with another person in a relationship, you usually get jealous easily. 你会很常吃醋。那么用名词造一个句子哦。Jealousy in relationships is often caused by a lack of trust.
All right, so the others are jealous, and here we find out only when the others have experienced the sun themselves are they aware of how mean they've been.
Okay, 那我们看一下这一句 only blah 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 的这个句型哦，所以 only 当句首，它引导了我们的副词子句，后面的主要子句我们就要倒装哦。那我们来看一下课文的句子。 Only when the others have experienced the sun themselves are they 这边倒装了 aware of how mean they've been 就是这种用法、那我们再找几个比较简单一点的句子来看看倒装前的句子会是I will forgive you only when you apologize. And we move only to the beginning of the sentence, 把它移到句首。Only when you apologize will I forgive you.、Only 加副词子句。When you apologize, 移到句首。后面的句子就要倒装。那如果 only 在句首是引导副词片语的时候呢它的主词跟助动词 be 动词就要调换位置哦会变倒装句型。
Okay, so...Let's get some examples.
So, 我们可以看一下下面几个句子。John only keeps his weight down by eating a healthy diet. 这是倒装前。And we move only 再去到前面。Only by eating a healthy diet does John keep his weight down.、那注意一下，如果倒装句子动词都是一般动词，就要加上 do, does, did 在那个句、该句的主词前面。
Right, so we found that...Only when they see the sun themselves are they aware、of how the sun feels and how mean they've been to Margo.、Now, when you say aware is an adjective. And when you're aware of something, you know about something or you know something, you realize something,、right? Okay, so here the kids aren't aware that they're being mean until they realize how nice the sun really is. Now, once they understand how mean they are, once they are aware of this, they feel really badly. Here's another example. Are you aware that Iman is crying in the bathroom right now? Maybe you should go talk to her.
So aware 就是意识到的、知道的。It's usually used as a phrase, be aware of something. 所以这些孩子们当真正体验到太阳的好，他们才意识到自己有多么的过分。那我们再看几个句子哦。More and more people are becoming aware of environmental issues. 越来越多人都意识到了环境问题。Or, if I had been aware of how serious things were, I would have called the cops. 如果我知道事情有多严重，我就会报警了。那么很简单的可以加上 an ess, it becomes a noun, 变成名词。And let's make another sentence using a noun. 我们可以说啊 there is a growing awareness of the serious disease. 人们越来越意识到这种严重的疾病。
All right, now, we learned that once they...have figured out what Margo is talking about,、why the sun is so lovely, they figure out that Margo really isn't that different from them after all, right? So that's what this says here. It says, this shows that if we try to understand others, we'll find out they're not so different after all.、
Just try to put ourselves into other people's shoes.
Right,、and understand that people are all the same,、even though, you know, there's a little bit of different things、here and there. We're all still people.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's not the only theme in the book. It says, a related theme is the difficulty of joining a new culture.、Yeah.This is something、that I know about. I think it's probably something、you know、about, too.、
Yeah.
Maybe you guys will know about this, too. It says,、Margo struggles to fit in with the kids from Venus. Now, what we mean by this, fit in, is when you fit in, you are accepted by a group of people. You can make friends、easily. You get along
you
with
belong,
them.
You belong, yeah.
Yeah. So here's an example. Eve doesn't fit in well at school.So he doesn't have many friends.
So fit in 就是适应融入的意思。And if one thing fits in with another thing, they're、suitable for each other. 他们有适合的意思啊。It can also mean to have enough time to deal with somebody or something.、比如说 I can fit you in this afternoon at 4. 我可以跟你约今天下午四点。
Right, so that's kind of like making an appointment. Yeah. Yeah.Okay, so we know that Margo has trouble fitting in, and it says, in fact, she's only interested in activities that involve the sun. Now, this is a thing that we saw in day one. She's constantly、talking about the sun. She only wants to think about the sun. Anything that involves the sun, Margo is there.、Now, involve is a verb, and when something involves another thing...This is an important or necessary part of the first thing. Now here, we're saying that all of Margot's conversations involve the sun, so the sun is a really important part of her conversations, sometimes the only part of them. Here's another example sentence. This project will involve a lot of writing, so be prepared for that.
Involve 就是包含的意思哦。那它就是 anything about the sun, anything that involves the sun. 所以任何跟太阳有关的事情 ,Margo 都在那边。So it also means to include someone in something or to make them feel part of it.、Mm-hmm. And when someone is involved in something, that means they're occupied in something or they're engaged in a personal relationship.
Right.
有卷入啊专心的意思都是蛮常用的意思哦。那我们再看几个句子。He has been involved with animal rights for many years. 他多年都在替动物的权利做事情。Or, she's involved in her project due this Friday. 她、mm-hmm. 很忙于在这个礼拜五要完成的专案。And, I wouldn't want to get involved in someone else's business.、Mm. 我不会想要卷入其他人的事情。
That's right. So, let them have their business、mm-hmm. and no business for me.All right, well, it is difficult for her to fit in because everything surrounds the sun. And you know what? This,、mm-hmm. What else happens?、
Yeah.
It says here, holding on to her past life makes it harder for her to make new friends. So she's not really living in the present.、Mm-hmm. She's just remembering the past.Okay, we saw in that sentence that Margot was holding on to her past life. Now, when you hold on to something, you keep it instead of letting it go or getting rid of it. Now, you can do this with physical things, like if you hold on to a blanket you had when you were a child because you love it so much, you don't want to get rid of this blanket.But you can also do this with abstract things, like your past life or your memories. If you keep these things in your life, you don't let go of them or you don't forget them. Here's an example sentence. I'm going to hold on to these paintings my child made. I want to show them to him when he grows up. That's a physical thing. Here's another example of an abstract idea.Don't hold on to the past for too long. You need to live in the present and have new experiences.
所以 hold on to 就是继续感到仍然相信的意思。所以呢 ,Margo 她其实没有活在当下她还在想过去的事情。那她、physically 也可以有抓住的意思。好那我们看几个句子。She always held on to the belief that someday she would make her dream come true. 她一直相信这边就是像 Aaron 老师刚刚提到 you can also talk about abstract things,、mm-hmm. 一些、抽象的东西也是可以用 hold on to.、Mm-hmm. 那么第二个 hold on to you guys' tickets, you'll need them later.、Mm. 拿好你们的票等等会用到。
Right. Now, of course, we see that Margot isn't really trying to be friends with these people,、yeah. right? So maybe Margot isn't doing everything right either. The、mm-hmm. students, the other students are annoyed with her, but she's doing something that maybe、mm-hmm. they are uncomfortable、yeah. with. And here's what happens. This lack of common ground eventually leads to misfortune.Now, a lack of something is when you don't have enough of something or you don't have any of something. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we might say, Trisha and her husband experienced a lack of sleep after their baby was born.
So, lack of something 就是缺乏某物。那 lack 在这边是当名词哦。那我们再造一个句子。The residents are angry at the lack of parking spaces.、Mm-hmm. 就 lack 这边是当名词，那再用一个名词照照看。Lack of sleep, we usually say that, 就是睡眠不足 lack of sleep, made her boyfriend irritable, 就是让她男朋友变得很喜欢生气。Her boyfriend gets angry easily,、mm. 很容易生气。We can also use lack as a verb. 我们可以说啊 what we lack in the store is some space to store cans.、Mm. 我们店里缺乏就是存放罐头的地方。
All right, so what they lack is common ground,、mm-hmm. and that just means that they don't really have anything
in common.、
Yeah. They can't agree on things.
那我们看到 eventually, 对不对？老师刚刚那个句子有 eventually, 就是最后、最终的意思。通常都是指、like, especially after a long time or after you've spent a lot of、mm-hmm. time doing something, you've put into too much effort,、mm-hmm. and now it's finally the time for you to do something. Something、right. good comes out, 就是最终最后、
mm-hmm. All right, so this lack of common ground or this lack of things in common leads to misfortune. Now, when A leads to B, A causes B to happen or be true.Now, when one thing leads to something else, it causes that thing to happen. For example, Roger's poor performance led to his group getting a bad grade on their project.
So, lead to 就是导致的意思。所以彼此缺乏共同点就带来这个不幸 misfortune。所以 A leads to B, 就是 A 导致 B 的发生。那我们再说一个句子。 Failure to keep the chemical at the right place could lead to an explosion. 化学物品没有保存在正确的地方就会导致爆炸。
Right, and of course we saw that this led to misfortune. Now, misfortune is what we call very bad luck, or something that happens to you because of very bad luck. Now, it can also just be something really bad that happens,、mm-hmm. maybe nothing to do with luck.、Mm-hmm. Here's an example.Evan's family had the misfortune of losing everything in the wildfire when their neighbor's house was barely touched.、
Mm-hmm. So misfortune 就是不幸的意思。It's a noun. Mm-hmm. Let's make some other sentences、mm-hmm. here. It's not nice to take advantage of other people's misfortunes.、Mm-hmm. 利用其他人的不幸是很缺德的。Or he hopes to help those in misfortune. 他希望可以帮助那一些处在厄运中的人。
Right,、mm-hmm. okay, so we've learned a lot about this story and about this book and、
yeah.
maybe how to maybe not make something that you've done the most important、yeah. thing because that will not help you fit in, but、mm-hmm. also don't be so mean to others who you think are different.、Mm-hmm. So very important lessons in that story. We are almost finished today. We have one more thing to take care of and that's today's For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, today's For You Chat question. Have you ever found it hard to fit in with a new group? And what happened?
Definitely. As、mm-hmm. I said earlier, I'm suffering a little bit from social anxiety. So、mm-hmm. it's always hard for me. I'm usually the one that listens.、Right. I don't really talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
You like meeting new people.
I do like meeting new people. I think there have been times where I've felt really uncomfortable in a big group.、Mm-hmm. I meet people very easily when it's one-on-one.
Yes.
But in a big group, I am the same as you. I tend、yeah. to try to find someone I already know and just talk to them.、
Yes.
And then maybe they can help me get to know some、mm-hmm. new people. So now that I'm older, I don't like to go out in big groups very much anymore. But I still kind of、mm-hmm. understand kind of what happens in a group and how to meet new people. So,
I guess that's the reason why we get along.
Yeah.
So we have common ground.
Exactly. We have some common ground. But if you ever find it hard to fit in with a new group, find some common ground with the people that you want to be friends with. And then try to make、mm-hmm. friends with them. And you can grow your friend group like that. But we are all out of time for today, so...We have to get going. For English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Chickling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All summer in a day. All summer in a day was written by the celebrated author Ray Bradbury. Born in 1920, Bradbury became a full-time writer at the age of 24, around the time this story was published. Back then,Scientists didn't know how hot and dry Venus was. All they could see were the clouds around it, so Bradbury assumed it rained heavily there. One theme of the story is how human nature can make people cruel toward those who are different. Margot isn't like the other children, and her memories of the sun make them jealous.Only when the others have experienced the sun themselves are they aware of how mean they've been. This shows that if we try to understand others, we'll find out they're not so different after all. A related theme is the difficulty of joining a new culture. Margot struggles to fit in with the kids from Venus. In fact,She's only interested in activities that involve the sun. Holding on to her past life makes it harder for her to make new friends. This lack of common ground eventually leads to misfortune.
Vocabulary Review.
Celebrated. Aretha Franklin was one of the most celebrated singers of the 20th century. Author. You can see the author's opinion and values throughout his books. Jealous. Ever since he was young, George has been jealous of all his sister's achievements. Aware. This police officer goes from school to school making sure that children are aware of the dangers of drugs. Involve. This job involves a lot of business trips. Would you be okay with that? Misfortune. Missy would have gotten the raise, but she suffered the misfortune of being caught complaining about her boss.